Congratulations, we've reached the final Mishnah in Maseches Vachim. This is Perek Yudalad, Mishnah Yud, 14:10. And the topic of this final Mishnah is to discuss how things worked during the time that bamos were permitted, meaning when the Mishkan was at Gilgal, Nov, and Givon. So how did things play out? What were the rules of how you did korbanos at that time? So the first part of the Mishnah is going to say that even though it's permitted to bring on a Bama, your private korban, your ola, and your shlamim, but certain korbanos must still be brought on the main bamas tzibor, the bama gadol, the primary national altar. So says the Mishnah, elu kachim kraven b'mishkan. The following kachim must be brought at the mishkan on the bama gadol over there, the national altar. So it's kachim shehukdashu l'mishkan. It's any kachim which are consecrated for the sake of being brought at the mishkan. And what are those? Karbonos Hatzibur, the national karbonos, you know, the tamid that's brought every day, and musafin brought on Yom Tov, Shabbos, etc., Rosh Chodesh, those certainly craven by Mishkan must be brought at the Mishkan. However, ukarbonos hayachad babama, private karbonos that are non-obligatory, again, olos and shlamim, they can be brought on by a person at his private altar in his own backyard, wherever it is. During the times of those specific times when the Mishkan stood at Gilgal, Nov, and Givon. Karbonos ha-yachid shehukdashu l'mishkan. Now, this is essentially a red herring. This is misleading, I think. If a person consecrates a korban, an ola, but he doesn't say, I'm going to bring an ola, which he could do in his own backyard, if it's permitted to do so, but he says, I'm going to bring an ola at the mishkan. You know, I'm going to bring this to Givon and do it over there. So now, since he committed to bring an ola and he consecrates it, that's like through the power of neder. We discussed in Maseches Nedarim how ol nedarim are working as a functional state of how you can consecrate a korban. So part of his neder was he's going to do it at the Mishkan. So since he undertook to do it at the Mishkan, he now, even though as far as the korban's concerned, it could be done at a bama, his katana, his private bama, since he took a commitment specifically to do it at the Mishkan's Bama Gadola, he has to do it over there. If he doesn't, he is violating the mitzvah to do what he says he's going to do in terms of Hilchos Nedarim. But in Hilchos Karbanos, in the Hilchos Bamos, he's not violating anything. But the Mishnah says, therefore, Karbanos Yachet Shehukdashu LeMishkan, if when a person consecrates his Shlamim or his Ola and he says, I'm going to bring it at the Mishkan, the national altar, then Yikruv of Mishkan, he must bring it at the Mishkan. Even though it's permitted, like I said before, technically, ve'im hikrivan babama, if he brings it on his private altar, then pater, he's exempt from kares. In fact, his korban is kosher, but he is over the mitzvahs aseh of doing what he says he's going to do. As the pasuk says, motzus fasecha tishmor vasisa, whatever you say, commit to do, you must be careful to fulfill it. So he didn't do that. Okay, but really it's a side point. It's nothing to do with Hilchos, bamos per se. Okay, so now the Mishnah is going to elaborate essentially how it worked on a private altar by saying, ma ben bamas yachid the bamas tzibur. What are the different rules or protocol that apply to a private altar that don't apply to the private altar that do apply at the public altar, the main national altar? First of all, smicha. This almost is going to serve as like a quick review of all of Maseches Zvachim. How does Zvachim work? So normally most korbanos require smicha, laying in the hands of the head of the animal and pushing down. That doesn't happen on a private bama prior to the shechita. Ushchitas tzafon, when you shecht and kachim, in this case, let's call it an ola, so you have to, the shechita must happen in the northern part of the Azara, north of the Mizbech. We discussed exactly where and how that's defined. The shechita's there. The point is, there's no notion of north of the altar on your private backyard bama. Umat, you can shecht anywhere you want, so to speak. Umatan saviv, literally it means application around. Here's what we've referred to throughout the Masechta as Shnaim Shen Arba. Sometimes the Pasuk requires that the blood is applied around the Mizbeach, and we fulfill that by doing it on the four walls, which are done in two throws, one in the northeast and second in the southwest corner. So those two throws essentially on all four walls that surround the Mizbeach. But there's no such notion like that when it comes to a private Bamas. Even though Olos and Shlamim both require Shnaim Shen Arba applications, if you're doing it on a private bama, one application is just sufficient. Utanufa, the waving. When it comes to a shlamim, prior to the putting on the mizbeach, we take the certain parts of it, the chaza and shok, and the fats, and they're waved, tanufa, like side, up and down. That tanufa thing that we do, that activity part of the avoda, is applicable only in the national altar, but not a private altar. Vahagasha. Hagasha means literally drawing close. It's referring to the fact that when before one does the kemitzah of a mincha, on most menachos, what happens is it's put in a kli sharis, like a consecrated vessel, and touched to the corner, the southwest corner of the temple's altar. So if you're bringing a mincha in your own backyard, there's no notion of that. You don't do a hagasha and clink it to the side of the altar first on your private bama. Now, parenthetical comment here, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ein Mincha Babama. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're certainly not going to do hagasha because Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's simply not a... Menachos don't apply in bamos, period. Okay, it's not a thing. If you look in the Pesukim, every time we're talking about bamos, talking about the context of zavachim, animal sacrifices, never menachos. So Rabbi Yeshua said that, Rabbi Yehuda said there's no mincha on a bama, period. It's actually machlokas in the Gemara if we're talking here about just mincha on a private bama, or even there are those who hold that in the time that bamos are permitted, we didn't even do menachos on the national bama, because it's the labama as opposed to like the nation's mizbeach. Okay. Either way, says the Mishnah further, the chihun, like from the word kohen, there's no obligation for a kohen per se to perform the avoda. A private person in his own backyard can do not just the shechita, which he could do with the mikdash as well, or the mishkan, but he also can do the kabbalah and the zrika. It's all not a problem. Non-kohen can do it in his own when bamas are permitted. Uvigdei sharis. Unlike the protocol that when karbonos happen in the mikdash, the avodah requires that the kohanim are wearing their specific four clothes, no more, no less, no, you know, chatzitzos, interpositions, like those very specific rules. But if you're doing a bum in your backyard, you can be wearing your, you know, whatever you want, you know, shorts and a t-shirt, wearing your, you know, your leather shoes, whatever. There's no rules in terms of dress. Uklei sharis, there's requirements that the karbonos have to be done with consecrated vessels in the base of mikdash, but no such thing applies. In your backyard, you can use Tupperware containers, whatever the store is, no problem. There's no need to have klisharis. Bereach nichoach, the obligation that one should have to burn the raw meat while still raw, so it makes a pleasing aroma to Hashem. No such obligation, meaning you could, so to speak, theoretically sort of pre-cook the food or braise the food before you put it on the mizbeach and take your ola and burn it then. Even though it won't smell as good, that's not a problem. It's not a technical problem in the private bama. All these things are learned from Pesukim. Since the Pesukim specify things like Lifnei Hashem, you have to do it before Hashem, so then it only applies when it's done before Hashem, not in your own backyard, only in the Mishkan or the Mikdash. Also, you have Varichot Yadayim V'Raglayim. This is the last one. Excuse me, I skipped. U'Mechitza B'damim. Mechitza B'damim means the partition for the blood. So, as you know, both an Ola and a Shlamim, the blood has to be applied on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, beneath what we refer to as the Chut HaSikra, that red line. The red line is halfway up, and so it shows you where it's like the halfway point and the obligations for the blood to go below the halfway point. That's the rules for both an Ola and a Shlamim. You know, other Karbanos like the Chatas is done above and the Ola Sa'of. In any case, in your own backyard, there's no need to, doesn't matter where on the Bama the blood goes, therefore certainly no need to sort of have this dividing line halfway up to show where halfway up is, because that's not a relevant point when it comes to private offerings. And finally, Varichut Yadayim V'Raglayim, the washing of the hands and feet. Again, part of the protocol we discussed before is that the Kohen, prior to doing Zavodah, must wash his hands and feet. They use the laver, the kior over there, and if one didn't wash his hands and feet, his Zavodah is possible. But that's only in the Mikdash, or the Mishkan. When it comes to Abama, if a person didn't wash his hands and feet prior to doing Zavodah, it's still an acceptable Korban. That said, there are three things which do still apply to the private bama activity, what we refer to normally as pigel, nosar, and tame, although the Mishnah doesn't call it pigel, it calls it hazman. Val hazman v'hanosar v'hatame, shavin b'zeh u'v'zeh. So that means, the zman here, what we call elsewhere pigel, means if when a person is shechting his shlamim, or his ola for the matter, and he thinks he's going to eat the shlamim in the improper time, and you know, in 2 days' time, he only gets like today and tomorrow and the night in between. But if he thinks at the time of Shechita or Zrika, whatever, that he's going to eat his, you know, the meat next Tuesday, or if he thinks he's going to offer the sacrifice, the Emurim for the Shlamim or the Ola pieces, he thinks he's going to do it, you know, tomorrow, not today. That thought itself invalidates the Korban and renders it pigel, that if you eat it now, it's the Chi of Karas. So that applies also in a private Bama. This might give insight into the fact if you ask the question, although it's, again, Gzeiras HaKasla, but if you ask the question, why was it that a simple thought of Chutzla Makomo, thinking about doing the wrong place, is only a psul, or generic invalidation, whereas Chutzla Zmano, it's actually a Chiyav Karas, it's worse? So you see here that our Mishnah is saying you're doing it in a different place. So you see it's not inconceivable that karbanos should be, you know, offered or eaten in a different place than the usual place, because you see it's permitted when the time of bamas are permitted. Whereas the time frame is strict and never changes. Very strict time frame about when it has to be done, the various parts. And therefore, if a person has in mind even that at the time he does the essential blood avodas, he's doing it in proper time, it invalidates it. The nosar. Nosar means leftover. You know, this means that if once you've haven't burned the parts that need to be burned or eaten the parts that need to be eaten of the shlamim, and the deadline passes, so then what's left is forbidden to be eaten under penalty of karas. And finally, vahatame. Hatame means a person that is doing the avoda cannot be tame. So although he can be a non-kohen, he has to be careful. He's not a tevul yom, not a mechutz kippurim. He's entirely, totally tahor when he does the avoda, or otherwise the avoda, even his own backyard and his bama katana, that korban is pasul. So therefore, the Mishnah says on those three cases of pigel nosar and tame, or zman nosar vatame, shavin bezeh uvezeh, the rules are the same when it comes to a Bama Gadola or a national, the Beis HaMikdash's Mizbeach and a Bama Katana. And with that, Baruch Hashem, Asiyat Hashmaya, we finished Meseches Vachim, Kol HaKavod to everyone who made it to the end here, and Bez Hashem next we have Meseches Menachos.